welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Ted.
Hi.
And Anna.
Hello.
And Joey.
Hey.
And Anthony.
Boom! Hello. Boom! Sorry.
Oh.
I got excited.
All right.
It went so quick.
That'll happen. So
the intro did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's also the other stuff. Like, you can help support the show by going to
patreon.com/geeksarewired.
What do you mean?
And you can get access to the podcast early. Or you can chat with us on our Discord channel.
Discord. Or that cord. Whatever cord you want to use.
Or you can be a super supporter like Dave.
Good old Dave. Dave is great. Dave.
Or you can just contact us by sending us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com or calling us at 801-896-4335.
Spells geek.
Yeah.
It spells Geeks Are Wired Podcasts. 1-801-geeksarewiredpodcast.com.
Nope. None of that works.
Wow. That's not how any of this works?
Not any of it.
I bet that domain's available.
I'm either going to have to buy it now, like right now, or delete from the this section of the podcast.
That's not a domain, that's a phone number. .com.
So, let's get into our news. Then fun stuff. Interesting stuff, tidbits. How about that? Like, Soulja Boy.
You're very excited about Soulja Boy. So excited about Soulja Boy.
You're so excited that is a console that has a lot of...
Actually, I'm kind of sad.
Why are you sad?
Because I didn't buy it.
So? You wouldn't have got it anyways.
I think he shipped some of them out.
I mean, maybe, but...
Oh, man, now it's going to be worth
it. It's not like it's... You could still buy it. All he was doing was basically just redistributing a console that someone else was making.
Yeah, but now you can't get the Soulja Boy branded one.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
That's the thing.
If you got the Soulja Boy branded console in the box, never touched, 30 years from now,
I just wanted to play my 3D. A lot of money. I just wanted to play my 3DO games.
It probably worked better than the PlayStation Classic. Sadly.
Do you have one?
PlayStation Classic?
Uh-huh.
No. Because it sucks.
I've heard that the Nintendo Classic plays games, like PS1 games, than the PS1 Classic.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So, what we're alluding to is Nintendo walked up to Soulja Boy and said, "You stop this or we're going to do what Nintendo does when you deal with our products." I have no clue what you're doing.
Don't worry about it. They can't see me.
Okay.
Nintendo suing.
So did he only pull the Nintendo type console games, or are all of them gone? Or
well, his had just it was just everything, wasn't it? No, I clicked on.
Wait, did he even pull his like Apple Watch or Soulja Watch?
Oh, we'll get the okay. We can throw that in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have Soulja Boy's song in my head.
His one hit.
Oh, we forgot. I read that. Yeah. I think both of the consoles could.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of consoles. It wasn't just the one.
Oh, yeah, there's also the handheld. Okay. Literally all of the consoles are gone. Let's go with that.
They didn't just threaten a lawsuit. They threatened criminal action. That wasn't just to be sued. They threatened criminal...
Because he was like intentionally selling copyrighted stuff.
People do that. Criminal charges against him for counterfeiting...
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So that's different than just getting sued. They're saying this you're counterfeiting.
Yeah. One of the consoles he had basically looked like a knockoff Xbox One.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed. Those were
I don't know how much like if you can call that parody or not.
Well, except for I don't know when he has fake iPods. I'm questioning
pods.
I'm questioning their
the ear pods.
Yeah, their ability to work at $7.
But he doesn't show that there's no cords, so there's probably cords.
No, there's on that one you can see it.
If you can go through them.
So you can get earbuds for pretty cheap. Oh, they are.
Oh, it's Bluetooth 4.1. So they're not terrible, but there's better. a lot better.
I don't know, for $7, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, true. I guess that's the thing. For $7, they're not terrible Bluetooth. Actually, for $7.
Oh, look, you can get on Soldier Chat.
They went up in price when I clicked on them.
It said from. There's different colors.
Oh, I see.
I bet if you click like the...
If I start choosing different colors. I bet the cheap ones... Oh, there we go. Yeah, let's close that one. The color F.
What?
I feel like I'm on like the Wish app when they're like, hey, you can get design A, Q, or Y. I'm like, what? You're talking about colors. Why are you talking about designs and letters?
Hey, it's a really nice color there.
Oh, yeah. The Q color is awesome.
I just like the disclaimer. Compatible with almost 99% of devices.
Oh, man. I didn't...
Oh, almost.
Almost.
The image is...
Is that the charger for them?
Yeah. It's the same as the...
The Apple.
Well, if their engineers...
The AirPods.
Yeah, the AirPods.
Is as good as their web developer.
I know. Yeah, it's just the like, same as these.
There's stuff in the images. They're going off the screen.
Yeah, this website's not great.
I'm sure the other stuff's not great.
Anthony, do you like how you're able to take that along with you, like everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
as far as the AirPods?
Hey, you can use mm-hmm. micro USB to charge.
I do like them.
Oh, good. Not USB-C.
USB-C costs too much money.
So I think the colors might be... I actually rounded around. I have no clue what color F is.
It's random.
It's a mystery.
Fuchsia.
It's $7.
Color,
let's go with that.
Color F comes with a cord.
Maybe.
Or maybe color F is the cord. Just the cord.
And then there's the Soulja Boy Apple Watch.
The Soulja Watch. Which is...
I bet it comes with Android.
Is it?
I don't know.
Android wear? Click on show more.
Don't you mean Soldieroid?
It looks like the watch that Anthony's wearing.
That's what it's supposed to look like, the Apple Watch.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an Apple Watch. He also has a Soldier pad and a Soldier phone, but I guarantee those are Android.
I think the Soldier phone was Android.
Does that say less than 128 megabytes of RAM?
Well, it has 32.
It's a watch.
That does RAM. Say less than.
Oh, RAM and ROM both.
Less than. So it definitely has less than 128.
Less than 10 gigs of RAM.
It does say down below at the bottom, memory, RAM, and ROM, both at 32 gigs. You have read-only memory.
There's a lot of qualifiers on this, like almost 99% of devices, less than X amount.
Yeah.
This is just...
Type on wrist.
I like the language. The first one, Russian. It's not even like English, who you'd expect people MDB try to sell it to, which the website is in.
Waterproof grade, not waterproof.
What'd you see?
Battery detachable, yes. Oh. I find that hard to believe.
The features for the phone, they reference message and fingerprint.
Ooh.
So there's a new, speaking of, there's a new phone. I think it's actually, with E3 coming up, Nokia's leaked. It has fingerprint on the screen and 5 cameras on the back.
What would you do with that many cameras?
Everyone, we now have cameras that happen to be able to take phone calls nowadays.
I got two.
I have two.
So I thought the multiple camera thing was gimmicky as well, but they take really nice, like, multiple depth type pictures.
But that's if you... have the okay if you don't have great software, you need the hardware to compensate. The Nexus has the great software, and they literally tell everybody, quit adding cameras.
Well,
we can deal with one.
Yeah, but it depends. Like, if you have the two, you do get that depth control.
But when you have stuff like Apple's taking like 1,000 photos in a second, you can take, it'll take all of those dips.
I know, but no, this, like, you have this way, you have stereoscopic vision. Basically, you can't get that with just one.
But if you take 1,000 photos in a second, wouldn't you end up with that?
No, you don't, because this, it's slightly offset.
Okay,
so you get a little bit of different,
the exact
view.
Same time, slightly offset.
Yeah,
okay.
Versus slightly later.
Yeah,
when things have shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, Bill.
Just spin around in a chair and take your photo. It'll be an awesome photo.
I would, but your chair doesn't spin. No. I mean, your chair spins. Yes. Mine's a crappy little metal thing that I think you got at a church.
Yeah, it's wood.
We need more advertisers like Dave. Dave is great.
This chair says property of Fourth Ward. What's that all about?
It's really old then.
You don't know that. The Fourth Ward could be new.
Wards aren't numbered anymore.
Are they not?
Nope.
Plus, that was the fourth one.
Wait, so when did they stop being numbered?
They started stop numbering them.
Well,
they were changing them. They were changing them from numbers. It's been
as far as I know, because they were still like numbering wards whenever I was in church.
I want to say like 10 years ago, they started doing the major changes away from it.
Maybe not in the small towns.
No, this has been like 20 or 25
this
years ago.
This is such a super geeky conversation. This is so on topic for our podcast. If we want to talk religion, I can talk religion.
No, off of this. You were the one who started it, actually.
Guys, we got to move.
Back up. Okay, next topic.
All right.
Or we can continue talking about this one.
This is more podcast time than Soldier Boy really deserves.
All right, next topic.
Wait, are you still on that?
I can be on it.
Don't worry about it. No, you'd have to go back to the watch. I thought it was funny because it said the band wasn't detachable, but the battery supposedly was, which is just funny to me.
Oh. It
says battery detachable, yes. Band detachable, no. I wonder if they got it backwards.
Yes.
Because that looks detachable.
Well, I don't know. I don't trust it.
Fortnite.
Yes.
Has made $3 billion in 2018. They're about ready to fund the wall.
So here, and to think about this, okay, so why this is amazing is Fortnite is a free-to-play game that you can buy all your stuff and your dance moves at $1 to $5 a pop. Yeah, they're expensive.
I've never looked into the pricing on it. I've never played it, but I didn't think that the dances would cost money.
Yeah.
So the
some of them don't. I got a few free ones.
Here's the thing. On probably half of that market now, they get the entire purchase.
Yeah, all of it.
They don't get 30% of it.
They're not through any markets, right?
Well, they're through. No. They still are on iOS because they have to be. There's no way to install.
But Android, they're not.
Yeah,
and Android, they're not. And neither on computer, and but PC consoles, they would have to be.
Yes.
So just under half.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, still pretty decent.
If it weren't for that, they'd probably. I don't. I'd be interested to know how much of in-app purchases were done on Android versus other stuff.
There's also a lot of overhead when you have to manage your own stuff, though. So I mean, it can go both ways.
There's a lot of overhead, like lawsuits. The guy that played Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's suing them because they stole his dance.
So I feel like his lawsuit is questionable at best. Like, there's other ones that have good chances. But he's suing them over a character that he played on a TV show that's owned by CBS.
Yeah, I think if anything, it would be CBS suing.
Yeah, I feel like CBS has better rights to it, and they don't care, apparently.
No, because it gets people to wonder where it's from, and then it might get them to watch it.
I doubt that.
They might just pay him to stop the lawsuit, though, and then he gets a chunk of that $3 billion.
I don't know. They could let it go forward and just watch it fail, and... They still got free
They get publicity out of
at
it either
At the same
way.
Time, they can afford a lot of lawyers with $3 billion.
Well, and typically, when you countersue, you countersue for your lawyer's legal fees. Ooh. So, you know, if you lose the lawsuit, you end up having to pay your opponent's legal fees. So,
yeah.
So, along with this, the other thing that makes this so awfully interesting is $3 billion. This is pure profit. $3 billion is what Amazon's 2017 profit was.
Yeah.
And a company that's also taking really big advantage out of this is PennyCent. They're a big company that makes games in China. They own 40% of...
Woo!
Yeah, because they bought it for $330 million back in 2012. Thinking that the company might die, but wanted to invest enough to try to either take it over or something, knowing that the market would eventually... So they were either going to like, this is going to fail, and we're going to take it over, and we're going to run with it, which Penny Cent actually does that anyways. They make a lot of popular games. Or they are going to ride off the bandwagon off this, which they currently are.
Yeah, 330 mil for 40% of three bills. Pretty decent.
Yeah. Especially where they've come so far. They used to be a small company that came, it was on individual consoles, made the Unreal Engine, Gears of War, all this, and now they're their own thing on everything.
I've never understood the freemium type games, but I mean, that's serious evidence that it's a worthwhile market.
So I was actually thinking about this the other day in reference to my phone. I mean, we joked at work a while back that like nobody pays money for apps. And I think part of the reason that people just don't have this idea of I'm going to pay money for an app on my phone is because there's so many free apps out there mm-hmm. that come with just ads and stuff. So people have like pretty much from the beginning, almost the beginning, had the idea of why pay for the software on my phone.
But that's been the internet, why our data has been sold, because nobody's been paying for it. And now that's starting to come around
there's a lot of... Yeah, the web pages, but...
Oh, no, the web pages, but there's also all these services. Instead of people shoving ads down our throats or selling our information, there's a lot of services, even apps, that are now starting to charge an annual fee or these other things. And they found out that people are willing to pay for this still.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what is how much does WhatsApp cost? It's like a dollar or something for the premium per year?
I don't know. I'm still using it for free, so...
Yeah, but I think they have like the premium version for a dollar a year. And it's owned by Facebook.
Well, they don't charge for it at all in Saudi Arabia, I've just recently found. So I think they just charge in certain areas. But
they're getting their own cryptocurrency. That's because it's really, really big in India. And they're actually going to use that as a currency that's backed by real money. So they can actually start, you can do money transfers fairly easily through right. WhatsApp.
I don't know that. You even have to pay for it. I haven't seen anything about like I saw. I remember
the dollar. I think it's
no. I do too. But the thing is that I never paid and mm-hmm. I never had to pay yeah. for it. And like everything has always worked the way it.
I think they claim that after a year you can't use it anymore or something.
Yeah, but that's not true. I've been using it for like five.
It's like the one RAR.
They are running into older OSs and that for mobiles are starting to. They're actually going to start cutting them out. So if you have like iOS
security,
probably if you have iOS 7 or it's either 7 and back or 6 or before 7, Android.
No, my iPhone 4 won't work anymore.
KitKat might finally lose it. KitKat's just everywhere though.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
Give me a break.
I think KitKat's at least a couple years ago was the default OS that got put on like just cheap Android devices.
Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know what the premium is.
Did you do the FAQ?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, FAQ, you buddy.
I was expecting, hey, subscribe.
Yeah, I still buy my apps. I use my Google Rewards money for that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Which is advertising.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Because, I paid for a couple apps because. The nice thing is, that developers are still going to keep on making it. They're making money, even if it's, a buck a month or something, And that plus, I almost prefer the annual fees over the monthlies because depending on how big they get. I admit, if I had to, Amazon's quite up there at their $120 a year,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of like, but I do use it, but I don't have to think about it. Well, like, if I have an app that I pay $12 a year, and I'm like, yeah. Charge it yearly.
Yeah, I like the one-time fee right now, like $5 for an app, $10 for an app, but you own it forever. That's my preferred.
The problem with that is once people stop buying it, you can't support it. Like the developer won't support it anymore.
Yeah, once they reach saturation or whatever, they're kind of...
Well, there's that, but also once it gets bought, there's mm-hmm. still no promise the developer's going to do anything.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking about it, like, I think the don't pay for anything model is kind of taken over all over the place because I got a message from my Robinhood that they saved me $280 in trading fees this year. Like, that's what it would have cost me to trade all the stuff that I've traded, which I've only made $23 in the stock market on there because I mean, I've only got $450 invested, right? So $280 of fee, that's what kept me out of the stock market before, is because I didn't want to have a whole bunch of money like tied up in there and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's pretty neat.
You get small features, it looks like.
I think what they did is they said, you can't use this anymore unless you pay us this ridiculously small amount. And people were like, eh, we just won't use it. And they're like, well, okay.
Well, there's also a lot of...
We'll give you some smiley faces.
Yeah, and it's not bad with it because there's a lot of security that's built behind WhatsApp. They built a lot of stuff before Facebook ever bought them. So it kind of actually... Facebook got a big old advantage off of this by having all this extra stuff built in that they didn't really worry about as much on Facebook side.
Yeah, I guess so. They could definitely leverage some of that tech in... inside Facebook, like the encryption stuff, if they wanted. So they get a lot for, you know, one purchase.
I like Signal more. I don't even remember what using WhatsApp is like, though.
I've used it, and then
it's just a messaging. I mean, there's nothing special about it. They use it like crazy in Saudi Arabia. Like,
they also use it a lot in Brazil, I think, is what I heard.
Well, yeah, because texting still costs. That's what we've told. Like, every text costs money in Brazil, but you could just use WhatsApp because internet's free for some reason. That doesn't make sense.
Wi-Fi everywhere, but they charge per text.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's only outgoing. Like, you can receive, okay? Where, like, here in the States, it's, you know, you're charged for incoming and outgoing text, unless you're on an unlimited plan. You're charged for incoming and outgoing minutes. Where a lot of other countries, you're only charged for outgoing. So you can, if you didn't pay your monthly bill, you can still receive all the calls you can get.
Well, on Sprint, and I don't know if it's still this way, but when I worked for them, you could text someone. Mm-hmm. If you were an international customer, it would cost them money. Like, it would be like 10 cents per text or something ridiculous, like a lot of money depending on where they're from. So, and that's just receiving. Like, you don't even have to do anything, and it'll just start costing you money. So if someone, like, was malicious, they could just be like, hey, text this number. And then, boom, I blow up your phone, and your bill's crazy.
That would suck.
Well, I think at that point, you could probably talk to them and make them not have to pay that
provider. Verizon and a bunch of the phone companies over here had to deal with that, with all the... you know, like spam add-ons before the app stores came around. There's all the, hey, you can click on this, get this thing delivered to your phone daily. It costs $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, short codes.
Yeah, the stuff you can subscribe for without.
But
really.
The thing is that you subscribe. That's a push. That's a pull, not a push, right?
But it was it tricked people into signing up.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, for sure. And there was another one back in the 80s. There was a commercial to talk to Santa Claus, and all the kids have to do is hold up their phone to the TV, and it would make the dial so that it would just call them.
That's dirty.
Be like, beep, beep, boop, 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 and then they just talk to Santa, and it was a like pay per minute like call.
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah, and so these kids would call Santa Claus, and they got sued out of existence. But ooh, Anna's on Signal.
Yeah, I just added it.
Okay.
I think I got a text through Signal once.
You were the one that told me to get it once.
Oh, I think somebody else told me to get it once.
A bunch of us coworkers use it. We talk a lot. And it's really nice because, like, if you said something like, hey, what's the password to this server? They could send you a text that had that password, and you can set it to expire. So you set it to expire in, like, 30 seconds. And then 30 seconds after they've read it, it's gone.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone picks up your phone later and they're like, oh, what is the password to that server? It's not there.
Mm-hmm. You have to wait for somebody else to delete it.
Mm-hmm. So
the other thing about Fortnite, it's becoming quite the community. People are getting on. It's not just the, oh, I'm getting on, shooting people, building things or whatever. It's people are actually having like team events and doing all these stuff and the recordings, and like Fortnite's becoming a big old community thing itself.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, if they added a lobby, it could really take off in that aspect.
Or you could host your own Fortnite server with the guns turned off. Yeah. So it's just Minecraft.
Yeah, essentially.
You still have to, you know, beat on things, and you can still kill somebody by beating them to death.
Well, yeah, but then
same thing in Minecraft.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, just be Minecraft without swords.
HD Minecraft.
Except for it's not even that, like, it's, you know.
It's like Lego.
The way I've heard, like, it's a lot of, it's more like Fallout, right?
Like the newer Fallout. 4.
Fallout 4.
Yeah, because you just have prefab things you just stick over there.
Or Gary's Mod. It's very Gary's Mod-esque.
Or I guess,
that
was Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. I never played 76.
Yeah.
I talked my internet provider into lowering my bill. Although I didn't see that in practice. Anyways, so I'm sticking with them instead of going to an internet that I would feel comfortable buying an MMO with. Because right now my internet sucks.
Just join us, Ted. Go to the dark side of Cable One.
Well, tell you what, give me like some of your money.
I can't. I have to give it all to Cable One.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, I'll sign up for a deal for like $50, and then the next month, like 3 months later, it's $75.
Here's what you do.
Hey, I'm 2 years in.
You sign up for it, and then after 3 months, have her sign up for it, and then just keep switching.
Yeah, and besides, after 2 years, I'm only up to $115
a month. $150
a month. 15. Yeah, it's way better.
By the way, here's your answer.
What's that?
That's 3 times what I'm paying
right now. The iOS users alone were spending $1.23 million per day. That helped the game back $37 million in the month and takes a total earning Apple iOS platform to more than $385 million.
Holy crap.
So it's a small chunk. Out of the $4 billion.
Still, $1.23 million per day. That's a lot.
Just from Apple people.
Yeah.
And that's not even the big amount. They're still like being on all the other things. PlayStation, Xbox, Switch.
You know what that tells me?
C-Mac.
What's that?
Their dances are too expensive.
But I like to do the Carlton. I mean, the Prince.
I'm sure there's some unlockable ones, though. Like,
yeah, you can. And that's why it's also still nice to have your accounts tied up if you have Amazon Premium, because you still get a premium
skin.
No,
what are you talking about?
What, where you watch games online?
Twitch.
I was so close. Like, I use it, I forgot its name. If you have premium Twitch, which it gives you a bunch of free games or add-ons and stuff like that. That's where I got most all my free stuff.
I think we're sitting here talking about it, but I think Bill's the only one in this room that's played
what? Fortnite?
Fortnite.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I've thought about playing it a couple times and then just never did.
I would probably have played more if it wouldn't have sucked on Android.
I see you mousing over another thing you want to play.
We want to do this? All right. So this is really, 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 really interesting and important.
Wait, are they going to be... Okay, I'll wait for my question until you say
okay, it. So... there's this thing called public domain after so many years of past death and all these, you know, wonky things that thanks to Disney has extended past. Originally, I think it was like when things would fall into public domain, that when the law first came around, you could only have things copyrighted for like 20 years. And thanks to Disney, it is now like...
It's 70 years now, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. So
70 years after someone died, after the original person dies.
The original creator dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so what happened is back in 1999, a bunch of works got added to everything.
Public domain.
Public domain. And then Disney and a bunch of other key people were like, that doesn't seem like it's right. So they
How can we make money off of stuff that people did 70 years ago?
They added 20 years to it. So nothing has been falling into public domain, you know, for being length of time for the last 20 years. So 2019, the year we just started, the Woo! First year in for 20 years that things are falling back into public domain. And there's everyone's excited. There's if you do Project Gutenberg, tons of free books are starting to drop in. So you can just like download them, read them, reference them, all that.
Well, you've got people have to still have to transcribe them, don't they?
Yeah, but that'll be pretty quick, I think. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of them are already transcribed. They're just, you know, privately held. Mm-hmm. And so if a book falls into the public domain, they could probably just grab the text and upload it.
And stuff like this, you know, The Great Gatsby, that's now public domain.
Yeah, it's also overrated.
Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. The movie. Oh, that's next year. Oh, no, it's 2021. Yeah. Sorry. I'm off by my years, but we're not in 2021 yet.
It's only 2019
still. Yeah, sorry. I'm jumping. Most people keep writing 2018. I'm like 2050 already.
Right, you're jumping ahead.
Excited.
So does this mean that our logo can be Batman now for the podcast?
Okay, no, so that's the thing. Mickey Mouse and Batman. Okay, so Mickey Mouse will be it's like Steamboat Willie and the original incantation of Mickey Mouse becomes available in... and Batman 2 becomes available after 2024. But that does become kind of like how they're going to work the laws, because the copyright on Steamboat Willie and Batman and Mickey Mouse will have fallen. The trademarks will still exist.
Mm-hmm.
So... And modern recreations that Disney has done with Mickey Mouse will be under both copyright and trademark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the original thing. So the Mickey Mouse the ears work. That everyone uses, they may have changed some stuff to make them trademark still. Where that's going to fall.
So basically, is this just meaning that someone could, like Steamboat Willie in 2024,
mm-hmm.
can be on the internet and they can't get sued? They can't sue him.
Correct.
As long as it's not been modified.
You could also put Mickey Mouse from that version of Mickey Mouse on a t-shirt and sell it.
You can edit that and mm-hmm. not even like deny it. Go, I took this, I edited it.
Are they allowed to sell it?
Yes, okay. Because it's public domain.
You'll be able to profit off of their old Steamboat Willie type design. That is in the public domain once it...
But will be.
Yeah, will be. It's not yet, so don't go stealing stuff yet.
We're going to stop jumping. 2021 is as far as it left.
Yeah, Disney has a lot more lawyers than Fortnite.
I don't know. By the time that year comes around, Fortnite might be a decent challenger.
Fortnite will probably be dead.
Don't mess with the mouse.
I don't know. People called the internet a fad.
I think it'll be dead. Then again, people thought that about Pokemon Go as well. It's still kicking.
Yeah.
Internet Activision made another extension untenable. Sonny and Cher made it so that...
I didn't read that part.
It's a headline right over that picture of Sonny and Cher.
It's probably just a random add-on into a website.
No, that's not.
Oh.
It does have to do with it if you'd read the caption underneath the picture.
Well, there you go. What to say? You're so excited. You read it already.
Bono was elected to Congress and then died in 1998.
He ran into a tree on skis.
And Congress dedicated the 1998 copyright extension legislation to his memory.
Well, there you go. It's Sonny Bono's fault. It's not Disney's.
All right. So soon there will be Mickey Mouse.
That was the thing. Actually, a lot of people were expecting all this stuff coming up for another round of fights to push it out mm-hmm. even further. Nobody did anything. Like, everyone just let it happen, whether they forgot, whether they knew what was coming, they've been prepping for it. It's interesting.
They probably had it on a calendar in corporate Disney and someone trashed it.
Ah, there you go. Well, I mean, technically, Disney is still safe. But it does, you know, they got a few more years.
I mean, the longer you push that out, the less it makes sense. Like, 70 years after the death of the original, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their kids are probably dead.
Or right? At least coming up to it. Well, we are living longer.
I think originally it was like 15 or 20 years. 20 years.
Still, though, okay.
And they keep pushing it out.
Well, let's say that you're 20 when you have kids,
mm-hmm.
right? And you made something in your 20s.
You die at 50, right? will be nice there.
Yeah, that's 30
years. And then you got 70 years after their death. So the kids are already 30. They're 100,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like if they died in their early 20s, then maybe the kids are like in their 90s. But But yeah, that's...
And that could be, you know, there's still the differences in Mickey Mouse or, you know, mm-hmm. Batman doesn't look like Batman used to. He doesn't look like, you know...
He doesn't look like a bird.
That looks like Birdman. Harvey yeah. Birdman.
Well, where do you think they got it from?
Batman. What are we talking about? I already forgot.
Stole the trademarks.
I can't believe it's not Mickey.
Yeah. So, but it's... It's interesting that how this is.
Man, it's Soldier Boy should have just waited another 100 years.
I know.
And then he could have sold his consoles for no problem.
He and would be dead. Maybe. Probably.
You never know. We might make the...
With his advanced income and the modern technological advances.
He can be a head in a jar. Got it.
Yeah.
Or we could just, you know...
And if you drink that juice...
Time travel.
Boom.
Farnsworth. I'd miss that show.
Everyone misses that show.
Okay, what's next on the chopping block?
We shall go with... that already did on.
No, you did.
We already... Oh, we didn't do this one.
What is this?
This is...
I don't know anything about this.
Bandersnatch.
Black Mirror. Netflix's new Black Mirror episode.
Is this going to be spoiler free?
Here's what I got to say about it. It's less boring by a little bit than most other Black Mirror episodes.
Did you watch the latest season? Season 4?
You know what? I'm not falling into that trap. I'm not wasting any more of my time on that stupid show.
So he has not.
Did you like Star Trek?
I didn't watch that episode.
Ten old but do you and like new Star Trek? Ideas scare him.
Do you like Star Trek?
Yeah, I'm not. You're not getting me with this. It doesn't matter.
I actually really liked it.
That's okay. A lot of people do. I don't.
Okay.
So I'll admit, that one won an award. I did not like that
episode. You didn't like that episode?
I did not like the USS Callister.
But wasn't that season 3?
No, that was season 4, that's I thought. Season four.
Yeah,
season
where are...
It was the first episode.
I can't remember. So is it on season 4 right now, or is it on, like, season 5?
Depends on what you classify this movie episode thingy.
Yeah, so Netflix actually has it pulled into its own little
sub-movie. Like, it's an hour and a half long. Well, actually, it's more like 10 hours long, but...
And also, it goes with, like, the Christmas episode. So technically, this is season 5. But, like, the Christmas episode, back when BBC owned it, was technically season 3, but it got bumped back to season 2. So, when Netflix took over, they made season 3 and 4. And then season 5 is still coming out. Yeah, they're still going to release a regular season, it sounds like.
Yeah, Netflix is just going crazy on building shows and movies.
Well, go on. They had a pile of money, and they said, can we show your stuff? Can we look, piles of money. Can we show your stuff? No.
All right, we'll
we have
our
piles
own.
Of money. Let's just kind of do make what we own. Want. Nobody wants our money. Oh, we're famous now. You want our money? No.
It's worth it for Netflix to actually create their own series and everything, because then people will actually watch their...
Well, they're also not at the mercy of their competition. Because they are literally competing against the cable companies.
At this point, they are competing with them. So,
because you know, Comcast and Verizon, all these people make TV shows with their channels. Mm-hmm. They are literally their competition. That's the reason why why Comcast and Verizon, everyone's been going like, oh, we're going to take Netflix and we're going to throttle you.
So, what does Netflix cost each month now? Like $12, something like that.
Depends. If you want SD only, I think it's still.
It's only like $10 bucks for me. Yeah, I have one stream, and I don't think we do HD. But
you don't do HD because you couldn't watch it anyways.
Yeah, because my internet sucks.
I don't pay for it.
So this thing I'm reading
and it's
here,
not because I...
He gets it illegally from
no,
his parents.
No, I do not. I have T-Mobile.
Oh, free through the phone carrier.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading here, they have they picked up 27 million new subscribers last year, and they spent $13 billion to do it, and they already had 120 million subscribers. So
ultra age, dude.
At $120 a year per subscriber, that's like $17.5 billion. So they're doing better than Fortnite.
Everything's going to be like, ooh, that's five Fortnites.
Yeah, that's almost Fortnite money.
Well, that's like a half a Fortnite or something. Yeah.
Isn't Fortnite like 2 weeks? It's Fort something that's 2 weeks.
A fortnight is 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not crazy. Got it.
No, you are.
So, I think I'm... Prove isn't it like the... Isn't the HD one like $9 or though something?
No, the HD one I think is like 12.
Oh.
You know what? I could...
Yeah, I probably should
just
not do it.
Just Google it. Just Google it.
Just Google it. All right. Well, while I'm Googling it...
Welcome to the Netflix Geeks Are Wired podcast, where you listen to us browse the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to hear
Google
him typing?
We Google things for you.
I already got done clicking. Basic plan is $70.99. Okay, standards, $10.99.
Yeah.
Okay, they just went up. That's why. I forgot that they actually have gone up, well, in 2017.
Premium is $13.99 now.
Yep.
They're going to have a whole extra stack of Fortnite money.
Well, actually, they're even talking about, they've been testing out in other markets to have 4K and, I don't know, there's all sorts of...
8K?
Maybe.
I know you can get the fireplace in 4K now.
Yes. Actually, I watch the puppies.
Yeah. They push it every year, but it's a nice fireplace with nice crackling noises that you can put on your TV for the holidays.
Yeah.
And as a bonus, it will heat up your TV and your TV will warm
up. Depends on if your TV is that kind of TV.
Because it has a bunch of light all over the screen.
All TVs put off a little bit of heat.
Yeah, but some of the older TVs put off a lot of heat.
Dude, I had three...
Especially the plasma ones.
I had two CRT monitors and a regular TV in my bedroom, and the heat went out. It was like 50 degrees, 40 degrees in the rest of the house, and it was 75 in my bedroom. And the only thing heating my room was those monitors.
You sure it wasn't like a computer or something?
Well, the computer was in there too, but it was more the monitors than the computer.
Right. So there's the Ultra... which in some countries can go up to $17 per month, which is Ultra HD 4K streaming.
Ultra HD 4K.
Or the high dynamic range. Or all that. Yeah.
So, HDR.
Yeah. They're starting to do some more tweaking with their high band or high definition. So, I knew it got expensive. Because America is not the number one subscriber.
Who is?
I think it might be Brazil. I forget. I remember reading something about that. We'll move on, though. We'll click. We like clicking the internet.
Click it.
Oh, I didn't even move my stuff over.
Cool.
Look, we have our stuff moved over. Now we'll click on Anthony's thing.
I don't even remember what this is.
I have no clue. Yeah, it's about Tesla.
You guys heard about this?
No.
Ted mentioned it to me because he's very upset as a future Tesla owner.
Do you want to take this away?
Oh.
Icing?
No, okay. I didn't mention that to it, but that's awesome.
Okay, so...
you have to explain it to the listeners.
I'll explain it then. So, what... Tesla drivers have recently been...
harassed by truck people in trucks.
Yeah, and they've been calling it, like, icing or something. ICE-ING. And it's after the initials for the internal combustion engine. And it's where internal combustion engine vehicles basically block access to the superchargers. And some will even go so far as to take there was a flatbed truck that did this. They took the charger and plugged it, I'm using quotation marks, into their flatbed truck. And then they just sat there. And there's... not a whole lot they can do, but apparently this is saying that they are just allowed to tow them away.
Well, I mean, there's stuff like that can be done because they're technically trespassing, but the thing is that those are unmanned, right? There's nobody there to do anything about it.
Yeah, all you can do is you just go into the place that's hosting the spots and
complain, they may or may not do anything because it's private property technically. But this is awesome because those Tesla engines, those electric motors, are powerful. And so it's pulling a pickup truck away from the little thing, which has got to be a big blow to the ego of the truck driver, right? Mm-hmm. The truck owner, because they're like, oh, I've got a truck and it's better than any electric car. And they're just pulling it.
Yeah,
they
can pull a semi.
Yeah, they pull semi trucks. Like those Teslas, they just go. But I've been getting a lot of news about Tesla because I'm saving up money to buy my own Tesla.
So the cheap Tesla, has 307 foot-pounds of torque. So that's like a sporty car with like a turbo.
Right.
And that's the cheap one. Yeah. So the Tesla SUV is spendy. It's like $100,000 or something. And so it's got some serious torque.
The only thing like preventing this from working even a little bit better is the fact that it doesn't weigh that much. If it weighed more, it wouldn't be spinning out as much as it did.
Yeah.
If they had some better tires,
too. Yeah, this is the Model X. Studded
tires.
That helped out a little bit, yeah.
So the little Model X car, towing capacity of 5,000 pounds.
That's a lot for a car.
Yeah. So, a sedan.
Like 2.5 tons.
So a sedan was, there was a video on this website that I hope Bill will put in the show notes. But there was the Tesla was pulling the pickup trucks out of the way so that they could charge. Which.
Yeah, it's this one.
It's pretty awesome.
Have you guys ridden in a Tesla?
I haven't.
I've heard they're very quiet, but I haven't been in one.
Never saw it coming. Never heard it coming.
I had the opportunity to, like, just this last, spring?
Spring, summer, whatever.
Spring, summer-ish time. Yeah, it was nice. I think it was kind of quiet. And the handles, even on the outside, is really interesting because, like, the handles, they would just kind of
this is just
it just pushes out like from the car and then when you shut it, it just like goes flush with the door.
Right. Yeah, they've done a lot of really nice engineering on them.
Yeah. So I was looking at the new ones. What are they? I don't even remember. I'm so bad at it. It's the Model 3, right?
Model 3 is the cheap one, yeah.
The Model 3s, they don't have the normal HUD that you see in a normal car, like your dashboard, like the speedometer and odometer and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in a center console in the middle, so everybody can see like how fast you're going and all this other stuff
on the giant like tablet, right?
Yeah, on a big old tablet. So, and it makes you can put it in emissions testing mode, and it'll fart for you.
So the good news is they are dropping prices, but where you're talking about you're saving up money by stocks, I wouldn't invest in
not
them.
Not stocks. Yet. No, I'm going to buy my own car.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't be saving up your money to buy one by buying stock in them.
Oh.
Their stock just plummeted out because of...
Well, because...
You know, they're dropping the
Elon
prices on
Musk
their cars.
Is an idiot.
No, he wants everyone to own his car.
No. Seriously, like, if he would just STFU and stay off Twitter, like him and the president, if he'd just stay off Twitter... Like, his company would be doing so much better.
Yeah, and I mean, he's involved in enough stuff. If he was just quiet for a little bit, he could run his, like, three companies and just do great.
That's how he got into rockets, though, like, with the ideas. Like, he went to NASA, and he's like, hey, you guys got any extra rockets? Like, we don't have anything. We want to go to Russia. They got extra stuff. He went to Russia. Russia's like, what are you going to do with it? Go land on the moon. They're like, go away. Mm-hmm. And then he went, fine, I'm going to build one, and I'm going to land it on a boat dock. Deal with it.
Well, he started with a big pile of money from PayPal.
Okay, right? that did help. Yeah. But the fact that everyone turned him away, so he's kind of like Batman or Tony Stark, where he goes like, I have the money. No one's selling me anything. Fine, I'll make it.
Well, we have three like billionaires that have, you know, like rocket companies at this point. Like, we're living in a crazy universe with three Iron Men. It's interesting.
But he's also smart enough to do a lot of this on
got
his
what,
own.
SpaceX? Virgin
Air and Blue Origin is Jeff Bezos's.
I haven't heard of Blue Origin. Space rockets.
I don't know what's programs. Going on right now.
I don't know.
They're looking up the three eccentric millionaires that have
just the
rocket
United
companies.
States rockets. It's probably not what you want. Probably not what you want either.
No. I was actually seeing if there was any more because it's not. There's your Blue Origin, but it wasn't just that. Because other countries have.
Well, other countries probably have crazy millionaires that want to go to, or billionaires that want to go to space, but
we have ones that are doing it actively.
Well, some of the others are actually
probably
it's
happening
other
in
countries.
Other countries, but we just don't hear about it because we're American and
other countries also they fund their countries fund their space programs.
Yeah, theirs are more privatized, and we're pushing towards
ours
was privatized too. That's how we got to the moon. They kept raising the money. Well, sort of
taxpayer money.
Yeah, it was taxpayer money, but they also ended up going out and asked for extra money. And once went to the moon once, they were like, why are we going back?
The thing is like just going to the moon generated enough patents and just dollars, like, to fund itself many times over. Plus, when you do crap like that, when you do crazy stuff, like, you get the imagination of all these people that are like, wow, this stuff is possible. Maybe I can, like, dream big and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, you know? It really fueled, like, a generation of, like, STEM majors and stuff just mm-hmm. by watching the moon landing originally.
Yeah, so I think having private businesses that are actually going out and doing it and, like, doing it well probably is doing a similar thing now. Like, people are like, wow, check this out. This rocket went up into space, deployed a payload, and then came back down and landed on a platform in the ocean. Like, that's freaking amazing.
Well, I mean, before, you know, people would be like, when I grow up, I want to be an engineer for NASA. But now it's like, okay, which rocket company do you want to go be an engineer for?
Exactly.
You got choices.
That Texas amounts is also doing it, is China's starting to do their big GPS program. Which, so there's a lot of countries around the world that are starting to put up, which is going to be problems for companies like Apple, who go like, oh, our phones work with GPS everywhere. And China is putting up their own that is really, really good in China and still is around the world in other places.
Okay, but Apple would still screw it up. I mean, let's be fair. Let's
Apple
be fair.
Maps.
The Apple Maps, like, take you, they're like, turn left here. And you're like, there's a lake.
It's a bridge.
It's better now.
Better.
But yeah, so theirs is called Beidou, and it's... Britain also has one.
Britain has one?
Britain has one.
I don't know they had their own.
See, there's... Russia has one. So there's a lot of countries are actually starting to put up their own GPS navigation systems around the world, and they're all using different chips and all this. So it's for...
Probably because, like, the GPS satellites that were put up there by the American government or...
They're aging, they're not as accurate.
Well, they're aging, and they're also degrading in orbit, and soon they won't work. Like, and it's not too far off.
Yeah, so this will extend to Europe and Africa for what they have.
And that's probably why a bunch of these companies are doing that.
Yeah, and the poles have reversed, so if you're looking at the map, you need to go the opposite direction.
Of course.
Well, our savior, Elon Musk, might help us out here, because he's got that internet satellite company.
Yeah, they reversed
about
like 10,000 years ago.
It's a water world. Don't worry about it. They're trying to follow a map, but they don't get to the place they're going, and they were using the GPS, but the problem is that the poles reversed and they were going the wrong way.
No.
So, well, we'll put that in the show notes for you. The Tesla. We probably should wrap it up. We're going to make a shorter podcast instead of a longer one.
Yeah, we failed on that one. Sorry, guys, you had to listen to us for almost an hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's always last week.
There was no Captain Bingles ad this week.
We'll talk about that later. And it's just been busy. It's been a hectic...
Oh, it's been crazy lately.
It's been a crazy, crazy new year.
Sorry, you don't get to hear about Captain Bingle.
Well, you can. Actually, you just did.
Yeah, but you don't get to hear about what's going on with comic books.
Oh.
It's very sad.
I have been failing that. About comic books when we don't have Captain Bingles.
Yeah,
we're getting Captain Bingles back. Don't worry about it.
Oh, real quick. Season 3 of A Series of Unfortunate Events just hit Netflix. Do yourself a favor and go watch it. If you haven't watched the other two seasons, watch them first. Definitely worth it.
I didn't get that option.
Oh, one more thing also. I forgot. Netflix, Bandersnatch. It's going to make piracy really difficult.
Oh, yeah, it is. I didn't even think about that.
All right, that's my famous last words. Go.
Huh.
The future of piracy is fun.
The past of piracy was funner.
Go watch Bandersnatch. It's a great show.
We're not endorsing piracy.
Patrick Warburton is amazing.
Scurvy.